Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. Amar Rab Krus Pedoy, Amar Rab Yoichan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Liza, Avadim and Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Elio Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So yesterday we began the next chapter of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which deals with the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. And it begins discussing the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin. Stating that, the Mishnah said that contrary to conventional wisdom, there are other Yemei Hadin as well. In fact, Barba Prakim Ha'olam Nidain. There are four times a year that the world is judged. BePesach Al Atfua, BaTzeres Al Peiros Ha'ilon, B'chag, which is Sukkot, Nidoinim Al Amayim, and then of course on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Yoylam, Oivrim Lefan of Kibnei Mar. We saw in the Gemara that really the opinion of the Tana of our Mishnah is one of five different opinions amongst the Tanaim as it relates to the formulation of the Yemei Hadin. We mentioned it's a Machloikis Rishonim, whether we paskin like our Stam Mishnah or maybe like one of the other Shitas. Today's daf is going to pick up very much on that note with another classic Gemara. These dafin, Tez Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches are literally line after line, classic Shabbat, classic Gemara. Today's opening Gemara is not just classic, but it's critical from an existential Yiddishkeit perspective. Says the Gemara, Omer Rab Krus Bedoy, Omer Rab Yoichanan. Rab Krus Bedoy said in the name of the great Rab Yoichanan, Shloisha Svarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. There are three Svarim, three books that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishon Gemurim. One Sefer is the Sefer where the Rishon Gemurim are written. The Echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim. The other one is for the Tzadikim Gemurim. The Echad Shel Beinonim. And the third one is for people that are not a Tzadik Gomer and they're not a Rosh Gomer. What we know is a Beinoni. Tzadikim Gemurim. The Tzadik Gomer Nechtovim V'Nechtomim La'alter L'chaim. On Rosh Hashanah, he is Nechtav and he is Nechtam immediately L'chaim. Meaning the entire fate of the Tzadik Gomer is sealed on Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't need Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He doesn't need Yom Kippur. But Nechtovim V'Nechtomim La'alter what about the Beinoni? His fate is pending from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. Zachu, if he zaycha during those days, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, nechtavim l'chal, then he's going to be nechtav l'chaim. Loi zachu, if he's not zaycha, nechtavim l'misa, then he's going to be written l'misa. Amar Rabbi Abin said, Micro, what's the makar to all this? Meaning, how do you know that there are three svarim? Maybe there's one big sefer. How do you know there's three svarim? So Rabbi Abin said, I know it from the following pasuk. It says, Yimachu mi sefer chayim, ve'im tzadikim al yikos sefer. Yimachu mi sefer, that's the first sefer. Says different shal rishon gemurim chayim says different shal tzadikim ve'im tzadikim al yikosefu says different shal beinoniim. That's the sefer for the beinoniim. Nachum Yitzchak Kama Mihach. He said I have a different makar that there are three svarim. The pasuk says ve'im ayin mecheni no misifrecha. That's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Ashneko safta mecheni no says different shal rishon. That's referring to the sefer the rishon misifrecha says different shal tzadikim. That's the sefer the tzadikim. Ashneko safta says sifrein shal beinoniim. So Rabbi Kruspedoy said in the name of Rabbi Yoichanan shloisha svarim neftach. There are three svarim that are open on Rosh Hashanah. One is for Rishon Gemurim, one is for Tzadikim Gemurim, and then finally, one is for the Beinonim. How does this work? The Tzadik Gomer, he's Nechta V'Nechtam La'alter L'chaim. The Rosh Gomer is Nechta V'Nechtam La'alter L'misa. The Beinoni, he needs Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and he has to wait until Yom Kippur, until his fate is going to be decided. So, just to interrupt the program a little bit early in the daf, only because he can't go weiter without being ma'ayin a little bit in the Rishonim to understand Pashup Shad in this Gemara. Number one, what is a Tzadik Gomer? What's a Rosh Gomer? And what's a Beinoni? What's the definition? So Rashi says, Rishoyim Gemurim, two lines from the bottom, Ruba Mavoinas. Rashi teaches what a Rosh Gomer is. He says, any person that's Roiv Avoinas, he's a Rosh Gomer. Using Rashi's concept, it would then reason that a Tzadik Gomer is someone that's Rubam Schuyos, which would mean that a Beinoni is someone that's literally Mechza al Mechza. the two sides of the scale are exactly even. He doesn't have more averis, he doesn't have more schusim, but rather he's mechz al mechz. That seems to be what Rashi is saying. Tosfos says the same thing. In other words, the pashtus in the Rishonim is that a Rasha Gomor, although Beloshon Amami, you would think this is a person that's a fartiger Rasha. He's a Rasha with all the Hidurim. Not necessarily. It just means that he's Roiv Avoinois. And a Tzaddik Gomer doesn't necessarily mean someone who's the biggest Tzaddik in the world. It means that 51% Schosim, only 49% Avoinois. He's anything but the Tzaddik Gomer. But from the standpoint of this Gemara, it sounds like he's what the Tzaddik Gomer is. And the Beinoni is somebody that's exactly 50-50. If that's the case, it would seem that most people are either Tzaddikim Gemurim or Rishayim Gemurim. The truth is, if you look in the Shagas Aryeh, in the Turei Evin, the way he's mefalful in this Gemara, which is always Ayin Sham, unfortunately we don't have the time to go through his Aharas, but every Kasha and every Teretz, but one thing that emerges from the Turei Evin's discussion of this Gemara, the Turei Evin says that most people are Beinonim, which is really what you would have thought if you were Ma'ayin and the Rishonim in our Gemara. So exactly how you reconcile that, that's a little bit Tzarech Bir. But the Rishonim seem to say that the Rosh HaGomer is more Averis, the Tzadik Gomer is more Mitzvahs, the Beinoni is someone who's right in middle. The Shagas Aryeh says what we would have thought, and that is, Mishum Destam Bnei Adam Beinonim Heim. Quote, unquote, from the Turei Evin right here in our Gemara. Either way, that's just as far as the definition goes of a Tzadik Gomer, a Rosh HaGomer, and a Beinoni. But what did the Braisa say? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? A tzaddik gomor is nechtav v'nechtam la'alta l'chaim. A rosha gomor is nechtav v'nechtam la'alta l'misa. And a simple reading of the Gemara would seem to say that when it comes Rosh Hashanah, if there's a person that's a tzaddik gomor, whatever the definition is, if there's a person that's a tzaddik gomor, that means that person is guaranteed he's going to have a good kibbutz shtiyah. It's guaranteed. He's nechta v'nechtam la'alta l'chaim. And if someone's a Rosh HaGomer, there's a din v'cheshbon in the world, guaranteed that he's nechta v'nechtam la'alta l'misa. And even a Beinoni, there's just 10 days where we have to figure out, is he going to be Rav Mitzvahs or Rav Avoinos? But the point is, Tzadik Gomer, nechta v'nechtam la'alta l'chaim. Rosh HaGomer is nechta v'nechtam la'alta l'misa. And all the Rishonim ask the obvious question. It's not true. Hachush me'et she'inoi kein. There are people that are tzaddikim gemurim that unfortunately have terrible nesiyonos. And there are people that are rishoyim gemurim and segeitzei zaya zaya git. Everything seems to be working for them. They're incredible balei mazel. And how does it reconcile with this gemara? So if the gemara would say that, oh, when it comes to the yom hadin, this cheshbonos. Okay, that's fine. We could accept that. But that's not what the gemara says. Rav Kruspedoy said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a tzaddik gomor is nechta v'nechtam la'alta l'chaim, and a rosh gomor is nechta v'nechtam la'alta l'misa. That means there aren't some heebie-jeebie cheshbonos, but it works based on merit. And this is the way it works. It's scientific. Chazal gave us insight into the din v'cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a problem, because we know the Metzius is not that way. And really, there's two primary approaches in the Rishonim to answer this kasha. Tosfos says a very, very big chiddush. Tosfos says you have to say that Rab Kruspedoy Amar Rabbi Yochanan, even though this is always quoted, and even though this is something that every little child has been taught in yeshiva, but at the same time says Tosfos, people misquote this chazal. Rabbi Yochanan was never talking about the Yom Hadin of Rosh Hashanah as we know. He was discussing Yom Hadin. He's discussing Yom Hadin that happens on Rosh Hashanah. That's clear. But at the same time, he doesn't mean Miyamusu Miyachya. He doesn't mean Miyayoni Miyayosher. That's not what he's referring to. What Kruspedoy and Rabbi Yochanan was referring to is, this is a tremendous chiddush, that every single year in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges man to determine whether this person is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba or whether this person's not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Meaning, in addition to the fact that Kol Boy Oylem Oyvim Lefan of Kivnei Maroin, in addition to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges man for everything that's going to happen, meaning Miyicha, Miyamisu, Miyayoni, Miyayosher, etc., etc., there's another din, and that is not for the person's existence in Oylem Hazeh, but it's for the person's existence in Olam Haba, and that's what Rab Kruspedoy and Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. He said, Shloisha Sfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishonim Gemurim, Tzadikim Gemurim Beinoinim. A Tzadik Gomor is Nechtav and Nechtam La'alte L'chaim. Immediately, he's going to be judged L'chaim. What does that mean? That he's a Ben Chayi Olam Haba. A Rosh Gomor is Nechtav and Nechtam La'alte L'misa. He's not a Ben Olam Haba. And a Beinoni is Toli V'Oimin. A Bezog Tosfos, we're not referring to Chayi Olam Hazeh, we're referring to Chayi Olam Haba. So what are you going to tell me? There's a Tzadik V'Raloi? You're going to tell me there's a Rasha v'toivloi? How does this stim with Rab Chris B'day? Rab Chris B'day is not talking about that. Rab Chris B'day is talking about the din as it relates to Chayoy L'mabba. He's not talking about the din as it relates to Chayoy L'mhasa. That's what Tosfos says. Other Rishonim, Uberoisham the Ramban. The Ramban talked a lot about the Yom Hadin. Ramban has a drasha that it's called the drasha of the Ramban for Rosh Hashanah. It's printed in the Mosad Rav Kook Tisvei Ramban. The Ramban also wrote a sefer called Sharag Mol, where he talks a lot about these inyanim. And the mahalach of the Ramban is that, of course, Rav Chris B'day and Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the Yom Hadin for the Chai Olam Hazeh of the person. Tzadikim gemurim nechtavim nechtamim la'alto l'chaim. We know there's a tzadik v'ra'aloi. Rishon gemurim nechtavim nechtamim la'alto l'miso. We know there's a concept of a rosh of a toivloi. So he says also very big chiddush, that when Rabbi Yochanan said tzadik gomer, he didn't mean someone that's Rav Schosim. That's not what he meant. He didn't mean he's the biggest tzadik in the world. He meant someone that was yotza tzadik b'din. And when he said Rosh Hashanah, he didn't mean someone that's be'etzem a Rasha. Maybe he's not a Rasha. But what he meant was someone that was Yotza Chayev B'din. He was Yotza Rasha B'din. And as it relates to that, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has Cheshbonos. Sometimes the Tzaddik is Yotza Chayev B'din. And sometimes the Rasha is Yotza Zakai B'din. They don't necessarily go hand in hand. And that's why there is a concept of a tzaddik v'ra'loi and a rosh of a toivloi. But the point is, avada we're dealing with chayei olam hazeh, but at the same time, what we mean is tzaddik bedin, rosh bedin. And the Rishonim say that where do you find such a concept? It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'etztiko as ha-tzaddik v'hirshio as ha-rosha. And in that pasuk, the v'etztiko as ha-tzaddik doesn't mean as a grace tzaddik you want to go give him a kvittel. V'etztiko as ha-tzaddik means the person that in this chayshem mishpat case, manali biyotcha, v'haloyoyme, loyoyodvar meyoylam, he ended up coming out tzaddik bedin. And the v'hirshio as ha-rosha doesn't mean he's a gefel chiyid and that he's pasul eidus. He just lost it in Torah. So the point is, there's an idea of a tzaddik and a rosha bedin, and that's what this Gemara is referring to. So two approaches in the Rishonim. There are others, but these are the two Iker approaches. Tosfos says that Rav Chris B'day and Rabbi Yochanan was referring to Chai Olam Haba. The Ramban and other Rishonim say that, no, the Rav Chris B'day and Rabbi Yochanan was referring to Chai Olam Haba. Say, what do you mean? Tzadikim gemurim nechtovim v'nechtomim la'alto l'chayim Risham gemurim nechtovim nechtomim la'alto l'misa. It doesn't mean a tzadik gomer, rosha gomer in a vacuum, but it means the person that was yotza zaka b'din, a person that was yotza chayim b'din. The one thing then that we need to understand is, what is this new din, pun intended, of Tosfos, where Tosfos says that on Rosh Hashanah, in addition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging man to determine what his Chayi Olam Hazeh is going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also judges man to determine what his Chayi Olam Haba is going to be. What does that mean? There's a Yom HaDin for a person to determine what his Chayi Olam Haba is? What's the point? L'chura, after a person dies, we'll figure out. Kol Yisrom, yesh lam chelek leilam haba. But of course, you have to read the fine print. Ve'elu she'en lam chelek leilam haba. And then we'll know whether he fits into the Kol Yisrael or not, and what chelek of leilam haba he's going to have. Why is it that every single year, for 120 years, a person needs a din v'cheshbon to figure out whether he's a ben leilam haba? So the truth is, the Rishonim already discussed this. The Tosfos Rush, right here, on this Gemara. So he brings Tosfos Pshat, and the Tosfos Rosh is Moisef. He says that we find sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka punishes a tzaddik in this world because he wants him to have more Olam Haba. And sometimes the Eibishter dafka gives a Rosha a lot of toiv in this world because he wants to take away from his chosim. So like this, he's not going to have so much Olam Haba. So says the Tosfos Rosh, that's where it's negeya. It's negeya to determine, is this person a ben Olam Haba? Then we're going to treat him one way. Is this person not ben Olam Haba? Then we're going to treat him another way. The Rosh Yeshiva Reb Aaron Kotler and Mishnas Reb Aaron, so this is in Chelik Beis, it's page Kuf Tzadik Dalet. He says what the Tosfos Rosh says, but he goes into it by Richos. He says that if a person's mispoinin a little bit, you find many places in Chazal that the Hanhaga from Shemayim is different for a person that's a Ben Olam Haba versus a person that's not a Ben Olam Haba. It's an Ander Siyata Deshmaya. Even the Hashpois, Toivois, whether it's Parnasa, Gesund, whatever it is, it comes from a different Makar. It comes from a different place. The Hanhaga of a Yid that's destined to be in Olam Haba is completely different. David HaMelech said, Raglei Chassid of Yishmar. There's a concept that someone that's a chassid gets a special shmira from the Yetzirah. If a person is determined, it's Gepaskin, that he's a Ben Olam Haba, they're going to look at him differently from Shemayim than they're going to look at other people. Sometimes L'toiv, sometimes L'ra. But it's always L'toiv, because it's really all from a big picture Olam Haba digger perspective. But either way, what emerges from Tosfos, and the Bir Agra incidentally paskins this way, in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Beis, is that there are two dinim,
as it relates to Rosh Hashanah. There's the din as it relates to a person's Chai Yoylam Hazeh, and there's the din as it relates to a person's Chai Yoylam Haba. And just to put it all together, Chai Yoylam Hazeh, b'Rosh Hashanah yechaseivon, u'b'yoyim tzoyim kippur yechaseivon. That's true for every single person. The Ksivas Adin is on Rosh Hashanah, the Gzar Din, the Ksivas Adin is on Yom Kippur, and that's why every single Yid, from the biggest Tzaddik to the biggest Rosh on Yom Kippur, he says in the Sana Toikiv, mi yichyo, mi yamos, everyone says it together in harmony, because it's something that's nogeya every single person. It's Kosveinu throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it's Chasmeinu by Ne'ilo, because that Metzius is true for every single person. I, Rab Kruspedoy, I'm Rab Yoichanan. That was talking about a different thing. That's as it relates to, is this person a Ben Olam Haba, or is this person a Ben Olam Haza? Then, Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim Venechtomim La'alta L'chaim. So on Rosh Hashanah already it's Gepaskin. Rishon Gemur, it's also Gepaskin Rosh Hashanah. And there's a concept of the Beinani that his judgment is going to be pending. But either way, just Poshib Shat in this very, very important memra from Rab Kruspedoy, I'm Rab Yoichanan. Says the Gemara. More on this, no time. Just like we said, that the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, all Jews are divided into three groups, three Svarim. So too, as it relates to the Yom HaDin of La'asad Lavai. So what's the Yom HaDin of La'asad Lavai? This is something that the Rishonim talk about in detail in the beginning of Perek Chelek. But La'asad Lavai, this is going to be Tchias HaMeisim. And contrary to conventional wisdom, everyone's going to stand up for Tchias HaMeisim. And after everyone stands up at Tchias HaMeisim, there's going to be a Yom HaGadol Vanoira. There's going to be this incredible judgment day where every single person is going to be judged. And then it's going to be determined where people are going to go from there. So Beis Shammai was describing, and Beis Hillel as well, as we'll see, the Yom HaGadol Vanoira, the Yom HaDin of La'asad Lavai. And he said, La'asad Lavai, all Yidin, again, are going to be divided into three groups. Gimel Kito Yisein L'Yom HaDin. Achas shall tzadikim gemur, va'achas shall rishon gemur, va'achas shall beinonim. Tzadikim gemur nechtovim v'nechtom l'alter l'chayoyim. Rishon gemur nechtovim v'nechtom l'alter l'gehenim. Again, this is the end of days. Shenemar, how do you know this? Because the pasuk says, v'rabim yeshenei admas offer yokitzu. Rabim of the yeshenei admas offer. These are all the mason. Yokitzu, they're going to get up. Eilo l'chayoyim. Some are going to end up going l'chayoyim. Ve'eilo l'charofois l'diroinoyim. And some of them, to the contrary, they're going to unfortunately have to go to the left. Beinoinim. What about the beinonis? Yerdim l'gehenim. They're going to go to gehenim. U'metzavtzefin v'oilim. So Rashi says, metzavtzefin means tzoyakim u'boichim. Tap Rashi in the Yomim. Mitoich yesurim sha'achas v'oilim. I mean, they're going to go to gehenim, but they're going to only be in gehenim for a sha'achas. Because what's going to happen is, as soon as they go to the gehenim, they're going to scream and they're going to cry. Mitoich yesurim. And sha'achas, they're going to be there and they're going to come up. Shenemar, how do you know that? The pasuk says, ve'yvesin es ha'shlishes be'es, u'tzraftim kitzroif es ha'kesef, u'bchantim kivchoin es ha'zov, hu yikra b'shmi v'ane, ani ena oisle. So the pasuk seems to be describing someone who's being refined. He's in Gehenim, which is refining the soul. Hu yikra b'shmi is going to yell out, v'ani ena oisle, and I'm going to respond. And it's regarding that third group that Beis Shammai was describing. The Chana said, Hashem memes u'mechaya, moirid sh'ol v'ayol. Hashem sends people to sh'ol v'ayol, but he takes them out immediately. And this is this third group, the group of beinanim l'asad lavai. They're going to be tzoyakim u'boichim mitoich yesurim sh'achas v'oilim, and that's going to cause them to come. Beis Hillel argued. Beis Hillel said, Beis Shammai, I agree with you, there's going to be three groups l'asad lavai. And I agree, the three groups are Sadiqim Gemurim, Rishoim Gemurim, and then everybody else. But I disagree with how that third group of Beinoinim is going to be treated. Beis Shammai said they're going to go to Gehenim for a Sha'achas, Mitzavtzefim, Tzoyakim Uboichim, V'oilim. That's what Chana meant when she said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moirid Sha'oil. He sends people to Gehenna and brings them back up. But he still says, that's not what's going to happen to the third group. You know what's going to happen to the third group? If it's 50-50, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tip the scale in the benefit of the person. Because there's a midah called Virav Chesed. It's one of the Yud Gemal Midah Shal Rachamim. And Virav Chesed means Mata Klapi Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tilt the Maznayim when no one's looking. And like this, this person is going to end up being Zakai Bedin. Valeyam Ava David. And it was regarding this midah, Virav Chesed, that David HaMelech said, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koili. Valeyam Ava David. Kala Parsha Kula. And in fact, the whole Parsha Ahavti is referring to this. Daloisi v'li Yoshia. There's an idea of Daloisi, even though I'm Dal, I don't have the requisite tzchusim for Olam Haba, but v'li Yoshia, I have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save me. So Machlokes B'Shammai B'Hillel, what's going to happen with that third group lost of love? B'Shammai says, they're going to be Yardin L'Gehenim, Mitzavtzefim, they'll be Tzoyek, U'boichem Yitoichesum, Sha'achas, V'Olam. V'Aleim, Amrachana, Hashem, Moirich Al Vayah. Beis Hillel said, no, they're not going to Gehenna because Virav Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mata Klapei Chesed. Valeim Amar David, Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem Es Koili, Daloisi V'li Oishia.
But then the Braisa continues. This is all for people that did ordinary Averis. They're Rav Averis, Rav Mitzvahs, they're Ben Moininim. But then there's certain Averis that put a person within a very specific subclass, and that is Poishe Yisrael Begufan. People that are quote-unquote Poishe Yisrael Begufan, or Poishe Umaysa Oilam Begufan. The Gemara later will define what these things are. Yardim LeGehenim, they go to Gehenim. Then Yidoyin about Yud Beis Chodesh. They're going to end up in Gehenim for Yud Beis Chodesh. Ach, Yud Beis Chodesh, after the 12 months, Gufan color, their body is going to disappear. V'neshmasan Nisrefes, then Neshama is going to be burned. V'ruach Mefazartan, and a wind's going to come, and it's going to scatter the ashes of the Neshama. Tachas Kapas Ragli Tzadikim, it's going to end up underneath the feet of the Tzadikim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'asoysem Risham Kiyu Efer Tachas Kapas Ragleichem. This idea that the Efer, the ashes of the Nesham of the Rasha is going to end up being underneath the feet of the Tzadik. Avla Minim, says the Braisa, continuing, another subclass, someone that's a Min. V'ha Mesoiris, that's someone that masters. V'ha Pikoris. V'shakofru B'tayr, people that are Kofi B'tayr. V'shakofru B'tchiyas HaMesim, people that deny Tchiyas HaMesim. Rashi takes out the next three words. V'shenotnu Chitisem Be'eretz Chayim. We'll see what that means, but people that impose fear amongst people. V'shachotu. Or someone that's a choytu machta serab, and could go in your rovim and avot v'chaverov, yardin l'gehenim. These people are going to end up in Gehenim. The nidoinim bala doire doires. They're not going to be the rasha achas like Beishamai's Beinani. They're not going to be the yud beis chodesh like the poishi Yisrael begufan and the poishi umas oilam begufan. But they're going to be the ladoire doires. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yatzu v'ro bepigreya anoshem apoishim bi ki soilatem loy tamos v'ishon loy sichbe v'hayu deiroin l'chol basav ishon loy sichbe. The fire is never going to extinguish. It's going to go forever. In fact, Gehenim Kala. Gehenim may come to an end, but their punishment's not going to come to an end. Shenemar, because the Posnik says, V'tsuram levalois sha'ol mizvule. V'kol kachlama, why is it so terrible? B'nei she'poshtu yedeim mizvul. Because these people cause churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, what if a person didn't live during the generation of the Beis HaMikdash? But every generation that Beis HaMikdash wasn't built in, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shenemar mi zvul loy, vein zvul ala Beis HaMikdash, zvul is the Beis HaMikdash, shenemar, bani banisi, Beis zvul achvaleim amr chano. It's regarding this group that Chana said, Hashem yechatu merivov. So just like Chana said that Hashem is merit shol vayal, that's one mida, but there's another mida, Hashem yechatu merivov, where Kadosh Baruch Hu sends somebody to Gehenim, and he doesn't bring them out. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Barab, and Yitzchak Barab said, referring back to Beis Shammai's Beinanim. What happened to Beis Shammai's Beinanim? Yardim l'gehenim, umetzavtzefim v'oilim, upneim doimel l'shulei kedera. Their face is going to be k'shulei kedera. From that sha'achas in Gehenim, they're going to come out looking black. They're going to look like they were in the vicinity of a very, very powerful fire. V'amar Rava said, v'inu mishviru shvir b'nei mechuza. So Rava was the Rava of mechuza, and in different places in Shas, he says some disparaging things about the b'nei mechuza. This is definitely one of them. He says, if you want to know who these people are, that they're going to end up in Gehenim, he referred to them as Beinanim, but they can end up in Gehenim for a Shah Achas, and p'neim will be doimel l'shulei k'deira. These are the shvir shvir, the shenstin, the best of the b'nei mechuza, u'mekariyim b'nei Gehenim. And even though now they're so handsome, the shvir shvir, but after they're going to spend a little bit of time in Gehenim, they're going to end up looking like B'nai Gehenim, because like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abin said, U'pneim doimel l'shulei k'deira, and as a result, they're going to end up being called the B'nai Gehenim. So again, this whole Gemara is obviously very, very much above our pay grade. Tosfos in the Sugya, Dibra Maskel Karkaftad Leimanach Tfilin. If you look four lines from the end, Tosfos gives a very, very important disclaimer. This is important every time you learn a Gemara like this. V'chol hani deshmaitim v'shol yasa tshuva. Tosfos throws in a little bit of chizik that you can read this Gemara and get very scared. But the truth is, that's only if a person doesn't do tshuva. Aval asa tshuva amrina biyuma tshuva toilo misa mimarekes. So by the time the person dies and has to worry about Gehenim, this is not something that really he has to deal with. It's only nogei if a person didn't do tshuva. Amar, so we said, Beisul em Reisul sev Rav Chesed, matik klapi chesed. Freik to Gemara. So again, we had a machloik in Shammai. What happens also love if a person's a Beinani? So Beishamai said the Beinani is going to go to Gehenim for a shah achas. He's going to scream, he's going to yell, and Hashem is going to take him up. Valeim amra chana, Hashem merit sha'ovaya. Beis Sul said, no, that's not what's going to happen. V'rav chesed, Hashem is matik klapi chesed. But freik the Gemara, Beis Shammai had a pasuk. Beis Shammai said, aleim amrachan. That was one pasuk. Beis Shammai had another pasuk. Ve'veisias ha'shlishes ba'esh. Ve'utzraftem kitzreifes ha'kesev. Ubchantem kivchoynes ha'zov. Hu yikru b'shmi v'aniyena ha'isoy. There's an idea that someone calls up from Gehenna, Hashem answers the call. Sounds like it's referring to this Kata Beninim. So the Gemara says, Hasam B'Poyish Yisrael B'Gufam. Basil is going to say that pasuk is referring to the Poyish Yisrael B'Gufam. The Gemara says, if you're holding Cheshbin, Ba'amrit Lasu Takanta, we said the Poyish Yisrael B'Gufam, no, it's not so simple. They can't just daven and Hashem is going to listen to their prayers. They're going to end up being in Gehenna for Yud Beis Chaydish. So the Gemara says, Ki Lasu Takanta, Brave Avoinus. When does Poyish Yisrael B'Gufam not have a takana? That's if they're Rave Avoinus. Hacha Mechza.
So if a person is Rav Avoynos and is Poish Yisrael Begufam, that's Yud Beis Chodesh, that's that very scary Gemara. If a person, however, is Mechza Mechza, and included in his Mechza Mechza is Poish Yisrael Begufam, so there, even though Bishtil usually says that if someone's a Mechza Mechza, V'Rav Chesed, Mati Klapi Chesed, but being that part of his Avoynos is Poish Yisrael Begufam, Leisagulei the Lam Vivei Tzuzuzuz Be'esh, he has no choice, but he has to end up in Gehenna. Vim lav, if he doesn't have Poish Yisrael B'Gufam, then V'Rav Ches and Matei Klapei Ches. V'Aleim Amar Dovin, it's regarding that. The Dovin said, V'Havti Ki Yishma Hashem. Darash Ravo. So we mentioned, V'Havti Ki Yishma Hashem. Ma'i Dechsev, V'Havti Ki Yishma Hashem. Amar Knesset Yisrael V'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribayna Shaloylam. Imasei Ani Ahuva L'Fanecha. When is it O'Havti? Kodesh Baruch, when I feel like you're listening to me and you're answering my tefillos, that's when it's a hafti. David HaMelech said, even though I'm down in a mitzvah, li no lo yeshia, but I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you always want to help me. So we mentioned that Poishe Yisrael Begufan and Poishe Umma Yisraelim Begufan, they're a very special subclass in a bad way as it relates to the sugi of Gehenna. So the Gemara says, Poishe Yisrael Begufan, my new. What is a Poishe Yisrael Begufan? Amar Rav, Rav said, Karkafta Doloi Manach Tfilin. What it means is a Karkafta, which is somebody that was loy manach tefillin. Poishen umay sa'olam begufan. What's poishen umay sa'olam begufan? Amar Rav. Rav said ba'aveira. It means someone that's nichshol in gilui arayis. Stam aveira in shas is always gilui arayis. Vishenosnu chitisem be'eretz chayim. That was also mentioned in this category. Someone that's nosnu chitisem be'eretz chayim. Someone that imposes fear on people. Amar Rav Chizas that parnas amatal emi seira latzibah shloy l'shem shamayim. It's referring to a leader that shloy l'shem shamayim. He just tries instilling fear in his people. Amar Rav Yudam Rav kol parnas amatal emi seira latzibah shloy l'shem shamayim. Einu roya ben talmud chacham. Any person that does that, in addition to everything else, he's not going to be zoicha to have a son that's a talmud chacham. The pasuk says, "Lochein yireu anoshim." People are afraid of him. Lo yiru kol chachmei lev. That means he won't be zoicha to see a chacham lev. He won't have a child that's going to be a talmud chacham. So before we go weiter, we just mentioned poishe yisrael begufan. My new amar Rav. Rav said it's a karkafta. Deloy monach tefillin. If you look in Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, so Rabbeinu Chananel toich dvarav when he quotes the karkafta. He says, Karkafta is the loimanach tefillin me oilam v'afilu pamachas. So a karkafta is a person that never in his life put on tefillin. Meaning, Pashi learned the Gemara, karkafta loimanach tefillin sounds like someone that's negligent in the mitzvah of tefillin. Maybe sometimes he puts on tefillin, sometimes he doesn't put on tefillin, he misses sometimes. Rabbeinu Chananel says, what it means. A karkafta the loimanach tefillin is a person that never put on tefillin. The truth is, the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka, in Hilchas Tshuva, Perigimel, Halacha, he says the same thing. The Rambam's Toich Dvarav, Habeinoinim, Im Hoya Bechlau Mechza Avoinus Shalohen. If part of the Mechza Avoinus was, Shalohi Niach Tfilin Me Oila, that he never put on tefillin in his life. So what's a karkafno? It's not a person that doesn't put on tefillin. It's a person that never put on tefillin. Which is a fascinating idea, because that means there's a maila for putting on tefillin even one time in your life. Because if a person puts on tefillin one time, at the very least, he's not poishe yisrael begufan. At the very least, he's not a karkafta deloy manach tefillin. This would seem to be a makar to minik chabad, of trying to get yidden that are not shomer Torah mitzvahs to put on tefillin even one time. It's poshet. A person that never put on tefillin is a karkafta deloy manach tefillin. If a person can say one time I wore tefillin in my life, he ready is yotza michlal karkafta doloy manach tefillin. So he'd be mezakeh yid that he shouldn't be a karkafta doloy manach tefillin. So returning to the machloikis between Beisham and Beisul. Beisul said, V'rav chesed, matik labi chesed. So what does Beisul say? That if lost in love, you have a person that's a benini, he's mechza, avoynes, he's mechza, schusim. So Beisham, I says, he goes to Gehenim, mitzavtzefim, he's tzoyekim u'boich, but then we take him out. Beisul says, no, V'rav chesed, this is a midah. V'rav chesed, remate klapei chesed. And Mar says, hey, Chiyovin, how does this work? So believe it or not, there's a machloikis. Rabbi Loza, Oymer, Rabbi Loza says, koivshon. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the person roiv schusim
is by submerging the averos. And that's a midah of Hashem. It's one of the midahs of Rachamim. Shenemar, Yashuv Yerachamenu, Yichbo Yishavoy Noiseinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes squashes the averos. Rabbi Yosef Bechanina Amar, Noisei. No, what Hashem does is he lifts up the mitzvahs. Shenemar, Noisei Avoyin. V'oiver al pesha. Tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael, Mave Rishon Rishon. In Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael, they said, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? He takes away the first Aveira. And that's what we mean when we say throughout Slichas, Mave Rishon Rishon. The first Aveira is removed. And once the first Aveira is removed, so now the Aveira settled down a little bit, and you end up being Rav Schusim V'chein Hiyamida. That is the Midah. Amar Rav, Rav said, however, V'oven Atzma Enoi Nimchag. So again, the Amiran were literally going through this in a very, very granular way. The Aveira itself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koivesh, doesn't go away. Meaning, the Iker Ruba Avayna is Machsha Bahadayo. So there's a Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maver Rishon Rishon. But Maver doesn't mean that he's Moichikin. Maver means he sets it aside. So right now, we're not going to use it as part of our computation. But at the same time, it's there. And unfortunately, if we ever have to pull it out, it's something we're going to pull out. Rav Amar Rav said, or Amar Rav, Kol Amar Al Midoisav, Mavirin Loi Al Kol Pshav. A person that's Mavir Al Midoisav, Mavirin Loi Al Kol Pshav. So you always feel like after a Gemara like this, the Gemara is going to give us a little bit of chizik. So you have this Gemara, Paishis Rav Begufan, Paishin Yomaisa Oilam Begufan, and all these very, very scary things. But says Rav, that you should know, Kol Amar Al Midoisav, if a person's in a situation where someone ba'avult him in a Bein Avdan L'chaveri dig a situation, and he has every reason to be upset at him. But if he's maver al midoisav, if he looks away, it's such a schus, mavirun le akol pshav. Akol pshav. Hakol urabos. Everything gets wiped out. Shenema noisei avoin v'oiver al pesha. Me noisei avoin, lemisha oiver al pesha. Who's a Kadosh Baruch Hu noisei avoin? For someone that's oiver al pesha. But the Gemara continues on this note, so you have to hold this thought. Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua Chalash. Rav Huna b'rei de Yeshua was one sick. Oh, Rav Papa lishe yulebe. So Rav Papa went to see how he was doing. So underrated, throughout Shas, Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua, they're compadres, right? They're bali plukton. They come together in Shas. We've spoken about that in the past. So Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua was sick, and Rav Papa came to see how he was doing. Chazi l'cholosh le'alma. And he took one look at Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua, and it's nishkevengit. He realized, cholosh le'alma, he was already holding atat. Amaluhu, so he turned to the chevri. He didn't tell it to him, but he told the chevri, it's tzvisu le'zavdasa. Stop preparing the Tachrichen, l'soif itpach. Afterwards, Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua had a refuah shalema. Have a michsaf, Rav Papa l'michsa. Rav Papa was embarrassed to face Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua. He just wrote him off. He said that, stop preparing Tachrichen, and then he had a refuah. So he was a little bit embarrassed. Amale. So Rav Papa, when he finally met up with Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua, he told him, tell me, my chosis, what did you see? You looked like you were in some state where didn't look like you were going to creep out. So what did you see? You must have seen something. Amale told him, in hachi hava. Meaning, what you said was going to happen was really what was supposed to happen. He had an outer life experience. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he said, I heard Kavi Yochel say this, that being that I'm a person that's not Maver al Midoisai, like the Kuma Bahade. As a result, I'm going to have a refuah. Shenema noisei avoin v'oivar al pesha, lemi noisei avoin l'oivar al pesha. And obviously, there was a punchline, l'chura, and where Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua told Rav Papa. I mean, Rav Papa's coming, and he's telling Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua, I feel so bad about what I did. He's like asking him mechila. So Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua told him, no worries. They told me I'm a maver al midoisai, and that's an unbelievable schus. I'll be maver al midoisai now too, and you don't have to worry about it. Now, the pasuk continues and says, noisei avoin v'oivar al pesha. We know the end of the pasuk. L'she'eris nachalasei, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, alya v'kaitzba. In this pasuk, there's an alya. There's something fatty, something gishmak, but there's a thorn stuck in the piece of meat. How so? Because l'she'eris nachalasei v'loy l'chol nachalasei. That's why you have to see the whole Gemara. Meet kol amavra midoisav mavirin loy al kol pshav. But at the same time, you have to read the fine print. The fine print is only someone that sheiris nachalasoi. What does that mean? L'misha meisim atzmi kishirayim. So someone that makes himself like shirayim, such a person, which means he conducts himself ba'anova, and he's maver al midaisa mavir le'akopsha. So noisei yavoin va'ivar al pesha, this incredible
tool that Yidden have to be maver amnidoisam, but at the same time, it's l'sheiris nachalasai. So it's alya, but the kaitzba. Meaning, it's definitely a tremendous nechama, but there's a kaitz there. Meaning, you have to make sure you do it the right way. So, Avuna asks this there. Except the pasuk says, Sadek Hashem b'chol derachem. Except the pasuk also says, V'chosid b'chol masav. Betchila tzadik, ula b'soif chosid. Meaning, it's a stira. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachem sounds like Hashem is a tzadik. Hashem judges in a righteous way. If someone deserves good, it's good. Not good, not good. A chosid is someone that goes l'fnim mishur sadin. Davishta has midas achasidah. So which one is it? Is it tzadik Hashem b'chol derachem? That's the beginning of the pasuk, or is it v'chasid b'chol masav? That's the end of the pasuk. So Rav Huna said you have to say it's both. Betchila tzadik. First, Hakadosh Baruch Hu tries to do tzadik. If it doesn't work, then Hashem is nichnas l'fnim mishur sadin l'besoyv chaser. V'lazer rami k'siv l'cha Hashem chesed. Hashem acts with chesed. V'k'siv ki ato tishalim l'ish k'maseyo. It's not chesed, but rather it's quid pro quo. Everyone gets what they deserve. Said Rab, Allah said the same thing. Betchila ki ato tishalim k'maseyo u'lebesoyv u'lecha Hashem chesed. Ilfi v'amri lo ilfa rami k'siv v'rav chesed. V'k'siv v'emes. So which one is it? Rav Chesed sounds like Chesed. Emes sounds like, no, Pachlis. You deserve it, you don't deserve it. Betchila ve'emes, ula b'soif ve'rav Chesed. And maybe the most famous Gemara in today's daf. Vayavar Hashem al pono vayikra. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Almali mikra kasov. We're not for the fact that the Pasuk says this. E'ef shalom, we wouldn't be able to say it. What does it mean? Vayavar Hashem al pono vayikra. Melamich and the Sativ Kodesh Baruch Hashem Tzibur. Hashem put on a talus like a Shliach Tzibur. Veheroloi leMoshe said the Tefillah, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu how you're supposed to daven. Amalei he told him, because Machi Yisrael Chaitim, if a Yid doesn't have Aver Yassel Lefanek Yisaider Azeh, he should do the following. Vani Moichel Lehem, and I'm going to forgive him. And what's the following? Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachem Vechanun. And this is another secret weapon that we have, and that's the Yud Gimel Midah Yisrael Rachemet. But Vayaver Hashem Apana Vayikra. Melamech nesativ Hakadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur zeheroloi lemoisha say the tefila. The Magen Avraham in Erechaim Simin Yud Ches says that you see from this Gemara that a shliach tzibur always has to wear talis. Melamech nesativ Hakadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. That means a shliach tzibur wears a talis. And the truth is, it's different in Hagim and Klal Yisrael, Sfard, Ashkenaz, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. But the point is the Magen Avraham clearly in Simen Yud Ches says v'kasav alavush ain loy yod gimel midas b'lo yatifa, that the yod gimel midas sharachemim have to be wearing a talis v'linira the chala over lefnei ateva tzarich lesatev. Nothing to do with yod gimel midas. Any person that's over lefnei ateva kida amrinon melamed shenis atev hakadosh baruch hu kashliach tzibur. This is the Magen Avraham in Arachaim Simen Yud Ches ziv cotton base. But either way. So the Gemara mentioned now the Yud Gimel Midl Sharachamim. So it says the Gemara, Hashem Hashem. So the Yud Gimel Midl Sharachamim begin with the words Hashem Hashem. What does that mean? Ani hu koinim sheyech to Adam. Hashem is saying that I am Hashem, Havaya, before a person does an Aveira. Meaning there's a Midas Harachamim that helps a person before he does an Aveira. Ani hu la'ach sheyech to Adam. And also Ani Hashem after a person does an Aveira. Meaning v'yasa tshuva, I help a person do tshuva. So there's a Midas Harachamim that assists a person after he does an Avera. There's also a Midas HaRachamim that assists a person before he does an Avera. Now, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly it means, Midas HaRachamim before a person does an Avera. After he does the Avera, we understand, he needs a lot of Rachamim. But before he does the Avera, what's this Midas HaRachamim? I am Berash, I am Berishonim. Keil Racham Echanan. Amar Rav Yehuda, Bris Krusel Yud Gimel Midas. There's a Bris that was set in stone regarding the Yud Gimel Midoy She'in and Chayzus Reka, that if a Yid says the Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim, guaranteed that tefillah will be answered. Shenemar Hinei Anoichi Koyres Bris Neged Kolamcha Esen Aflois, and that's in the context of Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim. So we learn from here that the Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim has a bris associated with it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, G'doy L'tshuva Shemekaras K'sar Din Shal Adam. Tshuva is so powerful that even if a person has a gzar din, meaning it was already determined that something's going to happen to a person, tshuva has the ability to tear up the gzar din. Shema, the pasuk says, Hashmin leva amazeh, v'oznav hachbid, v'einav hasha, pen yireh be'einav, u'ba'oznav yishma luvava yavin, v'shav v'rafaloi. So you see over here, there's an idea that a person can do tshuva, v'rafaloi is going to have a refuah. Amalei rabab alabayu, v'dumal lefnei gzar din. How do you know this is lacha gzar din? Rabbi Yechanan said, g'doy l'tshuva shemikaraz gzar din eshalon. Meaning it was ready Rosh Hashanah, it was Yom Kippur, it was a Shana Rabba. It doesn't matter. Tshuva could rip up a gzar din. Tshuva tefilu tztak mavir esrei gzar, right? But says the Gemara, how do you know that from the pasuk? It says v'shav v'rafalei. Maybe it's before the gzar din. Amalei v'rafalei k'siv. It says refuah.
Ezu Davish Tsar Khfu, what needs refuah? Have the oim is exidin, it must be exidin. Faitimar Mesfeya Kasha, Hashab Ben Tayim Moichlin Loi. Someone does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he gets Mechit Loisha Ben Tayim, but if he doesn't do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I feel a heavy call Elin of Oisha Ba'olam. Even if he brings all the best rams in the world, meaning he brings the nicest carbon possible. Hey Moichlin, he's not going to get Mechila, because once Yom Kippur passes, it's too late. It's like more like Kasha, Habi Yachid, Habi Tzibor. The difference between a yachin and a tzibur. A yachin, he has a special. He has to do tshuva during the aseres yemei tshuva. And if the aseres yemei tshuva passed and he didn't do tshuva, it's too late. As it relates to the tzibur is going to be different, and we are going to stop here. So just to end with one rabbi, and it's very hard to pick and choose as it relates to today's daf, but today's daf talks about the Yud Gimel Midai Shel Rachamim, and this is not something that's mentioned that often in Shas. It's something that we've talked about in the past, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Kama Chidushin. So the Yud Gimel Midai Shel Rachamim is mentioned in the Gemara as being a secret weapon that the Yid has. In fact, the Gemara says that who is the one that taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then. And not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Moshe the Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachamim, but he did it in a very, very dramatic way. So dramatic that Rabbi Yochanan said, "El Moli Mikra Kos, if the Pasuk wouldn't describe it the way it does, Yev Shalomer, we can never say it. There couldn't be a Medrash, Yerushalmi, a Bavli, Rishonim that would say what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says it, so as a result, we can talk about it. But at the same time, it's an incredible Chiddush, it's an Osnam, it's very, very uncharacteristic, and that is Melamed. Shenesativ Hakadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur. Hakadosh Baruch Hu put on a talis like a shliach tzibur. V'heraloi l'Moshe say the tefila, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu to say the tefila. Amaloi told him, "Kol zman sheYisrael choitim yasu lefonai k'seder azeh v'ani moichlam." Any single time a yid does an avera, he's yasu lefonai k'seder azeh. If he says the Yud Gimel Midai Sharachamim ani moichlam, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to give mechila. And then the Gemara continued, and the Gemara said, Amar Rav Yehuda, bris krusol Yud Gimel Midos, is a bris associated with Yud Gimel Midos, she'enon choyzreis reikam, she'nemar hinei anoichi koyreis bris. Now the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim are mentioned in the Torah, in Parshas Kisisa. And the exact context is, after the Chata Ego, Luchay Shniyos, Hashem is going to forgive the Yidden. And the Pasuk says, Vayered Hashem ba'onon, Vayitziatzeif imoisham, vayikra b'shem Hashem. And then the pasuk says, Vayaver Hashem alpana vayikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed Moshe Rabbeinu, vayikra, and he said the following. And this is the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan said we can never say, which is Melamish Nesatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur, and he literally started davening for the Yomid. And Hashem said, quote, Hashem Hashem, keil rachum v'chanu, and erech hapayim, v'rav chesed v'emes, and this is what we know as the Yud Gimel Midai Shel Rachamim, which again is a very powerful tool when it comes to tshuva, when it comes to tefillah. But really, from an essence perspective, these Yud Gimel Midai Shel Rachamim describe the 13 attributes of mercy. It's the hanhogos of Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with mankind. There's a major machloikis rishonim, and this dated itself back even to the Gaonim, what exactly the Yud Gimel Midai Shel Rachamim is. Tosfos and the Rosh, right here in our Gemara, say that the Yud Gimel Midai Shel Rachamim are, Hashem is one, the second Hashem is two, Kael is three, Rachum is four, Chanun is five, Erech HaPayim is six, V'Rav Chesed seven, the MS eight, Noitza Chesed La'alofim nine, Noisei Ovin 10, Vafesha 11, Vechata 12, Venake is 13. Those are the Yud Gimel Midai Shel Rachamim. But the punchline of what Tosfos and the Rosh say is Hashem Hashem, even though it's the same Shem, so you would think it's the same Midah, it's not one, it's two. So Hashem Hashem is two. And the truth is the Gemara Darshan. Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyachta, Vani Hashem Lacha Sheyachta. Now you have to know what it means, Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyachta. The Rishonim talk about that. But at the end of the day, there's an idea of Havaya Koinim Shayachta. There's an idea of Havaya of La'acha Shayachta. And as a result, when you count the Yud Gimel Midos, you count those as two. Say Tosfos and the Rosh, that the reason I'm making a big deal about this is because the truth is you find that the Goinim already said not that way. And specifically, they both quote Rav Nissen Goyen. The Rav Nissen Goyen said that Hashem is really only one.
It's one. It's not two. It's one. In fact, he said that the way you read the pasuk is not the way we read it. Meaning, we read the pasuk Vayaver Hashem al pana Vayikra. Kama. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? He said Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachem Vachanun. Said Rav Nissen Goyen, that's not the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. It was Vayaver Hashem al panav Vayikra Hashem. That's a little repetitive, but it's Vayaver Hashem and then Vayikra Hashem. What was Vayikra Hashem? Hashem, one Hashem. Hashem, Keil Rachem Vachanun. And it makes more sense, said Rav Nissen Goyen. Because why should Hashem be two midos? Hashem is one midah. So in the Yud Gimel midah, Hashem is really only one. Ay, Vayikra, Hashem, Hashem. No, you're reading the pasuk wrong. It's Vayaver Hashem alpana Vayikra Hashem. And then afterwards, it's Hashem, Keo Rachem Vekan. So said Rav Nissen Goyen, if Hashem, Hashem is one, it's not two, so we're missing one. So what's the 13th midah? So he said, Noitzer Chesed La'alofim is not one, it's two. Meaning the way Tosfos, and it's more clear in the Rosh, listed is Noitzah Chesed Alofen is number 9. Says Rav Nissen Goyen, Noitzah Chesed Alofen is not 9, it's 9 and 10. It's really made up of 2. Because Noitzah Chesed is a midah, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he watches, he protects, he preserves Chesed. And he not only does he do that, but he does it la'alofim. He does it for thousands of dairas. But the point is, noitza chesed la'alofim is not one. Noitza chesed la'alofim is really two. So this was a major, major machloikis rishayin. But the Rosh is very, very wordy. Tosis is bekitzer. It's a long tosis, but very, very skinny. So not a lot of words. But the Rosh goes into it in great detail. And the Rosh has have 3 ikur kashnas on Rav Nissen. Number one, noitza chesed la'alofim is 2. Why would it be 2? It should be 1. What would be Noitzah Chesed? Hashem remembers. A person does a Chesed, person does a mitzvah, Hashem is Noitzah Chesed. That's not a midah shel rachamim. You know why I know that? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Noitzer Avoinus too. The difference is, Noitzer Avoinus is 4 generations. Noitzah Chesed is La'alofim. Oh, so the punchline is Noitzah Chesed La'alofim. But Noitzah Chesed, Hashem doesn't forget anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything, the fact that he's Noitzah Chesed is not a kunz. That doesn't make it an attribute of mercy. Noitzah Chesed La'alofim. Oh, Tudos is an attribute of mercy. So that's the first problem the Rosh has. Additionally, he says in the Psukim, I don't know the grammar of the Psukim. Vayaver Hashem alponov Vayikra Hashem. Why do you have to say again Vayikra Hashem? We just said Vayaver Hashem. Vayaver Hashem alponov Vayikra Hashem. Hashem. It sounds like the Vayikra Hashem would be unnecessary. It's more mashma. Vayaver Hashem upon a Vayikra. And then the Rosh says, I'll tell you the biggest raya I have. And that is, go find one kehila in the world. When they say Slichis, and when they say Tachnon, the Chazan's going to get up and he's going to say Vayavoy, right, with the whole niggin. Hashem upon a Vayikra Hashem, and stop. And then the Olam says Hashem. He said, I never heard such a minig, no Messiah like that anywhere. And Minig Yisrael's Torah. So if every kehila said the Rosh in his times would say Vayavra Hashem upon a Vayikra, stop. And then Hashem, Hashem, Vayistois, that was the Messiah. And thus giving the Messiah, that's what the Rosh says. So he says, the bottom line is that Hashem, Hashem is 2, it's not 1. So what's the machloikis? Is Hashem, Hashem 2 or is Hashem, Hashem 1? Incidentally, the Rambam, in one of his letters, it's in the Tshuva HaRambam, so the Rambam was asked this question. Is Hashem, Hashem 1 or is Hashem, Hashem 2? And the Rambam said, it's 1. The Rambam said what Rav Nissen Goyen said. And he said that the truth is all the Goyenim held that way. And he says, I don't know one person who holds otherwise. That's what the Rambam said. It's Tosfos, it's the Rosh, it's all the Chachmei and the Rishonim and Ashkenaz that held not that way. But the bottom line is this was a major shaila in the Rishonim and already dating back to the Goyenim. Is Hashem, Hashem 1 or is it 2? Meaning, is it Hashem, the second Hashem, that's the Midah, but only one of the 13 Midahs is Havaya, or really Havaya, Havaya, is 2 of the 13. But it's Yudua that the Arizal was Megala, that this whole machloik is between Tosfos and the Rosh on the one side, and the Rambam, and Rav Nissen Goyen, and the Goyenim on the other side, this is all our Derech Nigla. But he said in Pnimi Satayra, our Derech Nistar, there's a whole different Mahalach. The Arizal said, and it's based on a Zohar HaKadosh, that really Hashem, Hashem, both of the Hashems are not part of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. And the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim starts with Keil Racham V'Chanan. That's where it starts. In fact, the first Midah is the Midah of Keil. That's what the Arizal said. It's not Hashem Hashem is one, it's not two, it's none. Hashem Hashem is Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyachta Adam, it's Ani Hashem La'acha Sheyachta Adam, and of course it's tremendous Rachamim and the ideas of Havaya. We spoke about the Tzirufei HaShemis last week. But the point is, of course, the world exists with Havaya, Havaya. But as it relates to the Mispar of Yud Gimel, as it relates to this count, it really is not included in the Cheshbon. Over the years, we mentioned a few times Torah that the Bnei Yisachar says in the Mamorim of Chodesh Elul, in the name of his Rebbe, the Magid Mimez, in the name of the Magid Mimezrich. And the truth is, this is something that's brought down and is discussed again and again and again in the Chassidish Sfarim. It comes, traces itself back to the Rebbe Doiv Ber, the Magid Mimezrich. So even though we've mentioned it before, but Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Chiddush, I think it's kedai to mention it again. And that is, the Magid Mimezrich said, and again, this is something that the Sfarim of the Talmidei HaMagid are full of, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world with Yud Gimel Midos Shal Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachamim, Chana, whatever the Seder is. Yud Gimel Midos Shal Rachamim. Lu'um HaZeh, we know, we say in Davening, Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, B'Shloish Esrei Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem. There's 13 Midos of Rachamim, and there's 13 Midos SheHaTorah Nedreshes Behem. So said the Magid, that it's Zeh Lu'um HaZeh. He said when a Yid learns Torah, and he harvests on the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behen, he's zoicha to Rachme Shamayim. He's zoicha to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And that's the bris Shloish Esrei. There's a bris that's associated with the number 13. It's 13 Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behen on the one side of the ledger, and this Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim on the other side, and it's Zelu Umazeh. So when a person learns Torah, he harvests on the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behen, he's going to be zoicha to Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And then the Maggid said a Dover Nifla. He said it goes a step further. He says the 13-13 isn't only true on a high level, but rather the 13-13 are true on a very, very specific level. Meaning, if you look at the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim in the Torah, it's written in an order. There's a Seder. Hashem, Hashem, Keo, Rachem, Lechanun, Erech, Hapayim, Rav Chesed, V'yemes. The Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem were also stated in an order. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, B'shloish Esrei Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem. Mikal V'chomer, Mikzei Reshova, Mibinyan Amikosovecha, Mibinyan Amishnei Ksuvim, Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal, Klal Prat Uklal, said the Magid, that each one of the Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem are connected, its corresponding Midos HaRachamim. So that the first of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim corresponds to the first of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem. The second to the second, all the way down to 13. So it's not just high level, oh, the 13 corresponds to the 13. But on a very, very specific level, you just line up Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, you line up Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem, and it's Zelu Umazeh, the Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem will be Ma'or Rachamim, which sug, what type, what nusach of rachamim? The Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, that one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem corresponds to. So he said a Dover Nifla, did the Magid. He said, what's the first of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? It's Kale. Because even though Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rambam and Rav Nissen Goyen, they all said it's Hashem, or maybe Hashem Hashem, but the Mekubalim, the Arizal was Megal, that our peace side, it really starts with Kale. So he said the first of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem in the world of Pnimius HaTorah, which is what this is Kale. What's the first of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem? It's Kal V'Chomer. He said that means that Kal V'Chomer is Ma'ore the Midah of Kale. So he said, what's the Midah of Kale? The Midah of Kale is the Midah of Refuah. If a Yid is a Chayla, if a Yid needs a Refuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Roifei Chaylem, Refa'enu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifei Chaylei Yami Yisrael. The Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses for Refuah, said the Magid, is the Midah of Kale. And he said, how do you know that it's a Pasuk in the Torah? Because when Miriam was a Chayla, Miriam was a Mitzayra, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem Leimar. Kale no, Refa'a Nala. Kale no. So you see, Kale is the Midah of Refuah. So said the Magid, that a person that darshins a Kal V'Chomer, it's the first of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedreshes Behem, that has the ability to be Ma'ir the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shal Rachamim. It's Ma'ir the Midah of Kale, and Kal V'Chomer said the Magid is a school of Refuah. This is what the Maggid said. And he says, you want a remez l'davar? Vayitzak Moshe al Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem leimor, keil no refon olo. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. So what did Hashem tell Moshe? V'aviha yorek yorek b'fonea lo yisikolim shivas yomim. Tisoge shivas yomim mechutz l'machane v'achate yosef. So Tehil Gerashi, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? V'maviha herod l'ponim zoyafis. What would be if Miriam's own father, her biological father, would have been upset at her? So she would have been grounded for 7 days. Halo yisikolim. Yet if her father was upset, she would have been had a problem for 7 days. So now that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this is the famous sugi of Daya Bava Kama Tzakim Berik, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, what did Eibush to say? So Moshe Rabbeinu davin by Yitzhak Moshe Hashem Kael no. Moshe is davening for a fool. Said Eibush to darsh in the Kal V'chaymer. Said Moshe, learn a Kal V'chaymer. You want to be Ma'ir the meat of Kael? That's your tefillah. Kael no refah no lo. You know how you access Kael? You know how you access the refuah that's locked up in the meat of Kael? Darsh in the Kal V'chaymer. V'avia yorek yorek b'fana lo yisi kolim shivas yomim. Madoch imavia her lo yponim zoya fayitza lo yisi kolim shivas yomim. Kal V'chaymer l'shchina yud dalet yoyim. Because that's this point. The first of the Yud Gomamide Shal Rachamim is Kael. The first of the Yud Gomamide Shal Karen Nidrashis Behem is Kal V'chaymer. And that's this idea that Kal V'chaymer is a skula. It's a school of Mirafuah. The Bnei Yisachar, in his Ma'amarim of Chodesh Elul, so he continues along this theme. He says that the second Midah is Gzeres Shava. The third Midah Shatar Nidrashas Behen is Binyan Av. That's the third Midah Shatar Nidrashas Behen. It's Binyan Av. What's the third of the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim? Kael, Rachum, V'chanun. That means there's a connection between Chanun and Binyan Av. He says that when Yaakov had an encounter with Esav, it's coming up, and Parshas Vayishlach. So Esav sees Yaakov's family and he's very taken aback. Hey, such a stable life, and he has his naches and this beautiful family. So he turns to me and says, who is everybody? So what did Yaakov say? It's Hayolodim Ashechonan Elokim Esavdecha. These are the Yolodim that Chonan Elokim Esavdecha. It seems that the Midah of Banim, said the Bnei Yisachar, comes from which name? The shame of Chanun. Hayulodim Ashechonan Elokim Esavdecha. What does Chanun correspond to? Binyan Av. That's a Binyan Av. That's mamish what it is. The Kedushas Levi, who is a Talmud of the Maggid, he talks about this in different places as well. And one of the places he talks about it is in his Mamorim on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, V'adoni Moiri V'rebi HaKadosh Omar Kach Midas Rachum Hu Gzeres Shavam. And he explains it a little bit. V'chanun, what's the Mid of Chanun? It's Binyan Av. He said, what's the pshat? He says, what's chen? Chen is when a person is nice chen. There's just a person sometimes has an asiyas chen, where the sum is greater than its parts. You don't even know why you like the person, but he's a bachen to mensch. You can have a person that has all the milas in the world, and whatever, for some reason, you're not attracted to him. But then you can have a person who, fakert, mat naschinam, he has asiyas chen. He says, every single child has nesias chen by his father. Shaben yesh loy chen gabe yoviv. Every single child has that. Chanun is binyan av. They're connected. Because chanun is the mid of chen, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bechinam. And that's the mid of a father to a child. Because every child is nesias chen by the Eibishter. And just like every child is nesias chen by his father, there's a mid of chanun. That's the mid of binyan av. And by learning a binyan av, you ma'ir the mid of chanun. And that's the way a yid can be zoichet to nesias chen by the Eibishter. Mamish dvarim the flom, ayin shaman, in the svar makdashim, they run with this. But either way, this is the idea. This idea that this Yud Gamamida Sharachim, which corresponds to Yud Gamamida Shatarin Adrashas Behem, not just some big picture Yud Gamamida Shatarin Adrashas Behem and Yud Gamamida Sharachim, but actually it goes side by side, and the Maggid and the Talmidim of the Maggid ran with this Yisoid, and they went through specifically how each one of the Yud Gamamida Shatarin Adrashas Behem corresponds to Yud Gamamida Sharachim. Torah that's Dvarim Niflam, above our pay grade, but Dvarim Niflam, Adla Ma'od, and it's based on the minion of Darizal. It's based on the minion of the Mekubalim, and that is the minion that starts not from the first Hashem, not from the second Hashem, but rather it starts with the Midah of Kael. But just to end, so I saw a Dvar Nifla in Rav Reuven Margolis' Pirish, Mekar Chesed, on the Sefer Chassidim. So on the Mosad Rav Kook edition of the Sefer Chassidim, this is a must-have. So there's a Pirish Mekar Chesed from Rav Reuven Margolis. And the Sefer Chassidim talks about Yud Gamal Midash HaTorah Nidrashas Behem. It's in Ois Reish Nun. And Rav Reuven Margolis has a very, very long comment where he talks a lot about this idea. At the very, very end, he brings this inyan that the Chassidish Svarim say in the name of the Heilige Magid that said that you don't start from Hashem Hashem, but based on the Arizal and the Zayar, you start from Kel, and they correspond, it goes Zelu Umazah. So this is what he says at the end. Umayri v'rabbi b'yaldusi. This is Rabbi Reuven Margolis talking. He said, when I was a child, I had a Rebbe. His name was Harav HaGoyen, Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah. Zechrono Levracha. Sifsois of you, Dovi Vais Bekever. So this is Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah, who when he was a child, had a Talmud, Rav Reuven Margolis. Reuven Margolis was the child, and I'm sure, had he lived long enough to see who he grew up to be, would have given him a lot of nachas. But either way, he was his Talmud, he says, b'yaldusi, he was my Rebbe. And he said, he once said a Dover Nifla. He said, if you go through the Yud Gimel Midas, Sha'atayrin Adreshes Behem, there's one Midah you would expect to find there that's not there. Hekesh. You ever notice? Hekesh is not one of the Yud Gimel Midas, Sha'atayrin Adreshes Behem. And he said, if you think about it, it's a Pella. Because, L'chura, there's nothing that symbolizes, that represents Yud Gimel Midas, Sha'atayrin Adreshes Behem more than Hekesh. And the truth is, if you go through it, Tereshav is there, Kavachim is there, you have Klau Prat to Klau, you have Prat, Klalu Prat. You have every permutation of Klalu Prat. But there's no Hekesh. For some reason, Hekesh is not there. So he said he remembers his Rebbe, Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah, asked this Kasha. He said, how come Hekesh is not there? So he says, Zechvesnish, I don't know why Hekesh is not one of the Yud Gimel Midrash, ain't Hekesh Lamechtza, ain't Meshivan Allah Hekesh, right? It's ironclad, it's Festa Hekesh. You would think it's part of the Yud Gimel Midrash, I turn to Dreshes Bam. So he doesn't know why, but he just said one Knech. He said that the Maggid said that the Yud Gimel Midrash, I turn to Dreshes Bam, they correspond to the Yud Gimel Midrash, Rachamim. But the Maggid worked with the Cheshbin of the Mekubalim, and the Cheshbin of the Mekubalim starts with Kale. What about Hashem Hashem? Hashem Hashem is Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyachta Adam, V'Ani Hashem La'acha Sheyachta Adam. Of course, it's Midas Arachemim. But for some reason, Hashem Hashem, as much as there's unbelievable soidas of Rachamim that are in Hashem Hashem, but it didn't make the minion of the Yud Gimel Midas Arachemim. He says, Chazal Darshan Hashem Hashem. Just like Hashem is Koidim Sheyachta, Hashem is La'acha Sheyachta, Hashem Hashem Chazal Darshan with what? With a Hekesh. He said, Yesh Loimar, that Lu'umas Hashem Hashem, which is not one of the Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim, we have a Midosh HaTayr Nidreshes Behem, that's not one of the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTayr Nidreshes Behem. And that's the Hekesh. And the Remez L'davar is Hashem Hashem, the Gemara Gufa Darshins with a Hekesh Tiga Inyan, Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyecht Adam, V'Ani Hashem La'acha Sheyecht Adam. So he said that Kavachayim is Ma'ayr Kael, and Gzereshnav is Ma'ayr Rachum, and Binyan Abmi Kosavach is Ma'ayr Chanun. What's Ma'ayr Hashem Hashem? Maybe it's Hekesh. Hekesh is Lu'umas, the Hashem Hashem. There's one obvious that's missing from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaRachamim. There's one obvious that's missing from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTayr Nidreshes Behem. It's Hashem Hashem, it's Hekesh, and the Hekesh is what goes Lu'umas, it's what goes Lu'umas, the Hashem Hashem.